It is time, I think, officially for Yankee fans to panic. That's right, tied in the loss column with the Boston Red Sox, a team that just won't lose. They come back from every deficit. Yeah. They get clutch hitting. They get great bullpen action. And the Boston Red Sox now have the same amount of losses as the New York Yankees. I will say this. It's one thing to have a June swoon. It's one thing to have a couple weeks of bad baseball. Mm-hmm. It is a completely another thing to go from first place, best team in the American League, to allowing yourselves to get caught not just by the Tampa Bay Rays, but if you have to suffer the indignity of the Boston Red Sox also catching you and surpassing you, and you become the second wild card team, heads must roll. Good afternoon, Big Mac. How are you today, kid?
I'm doing fine, Craig.
Are you?
I'm doing fine.
Well, I brought a little special something for you today, too.
Did you?
Yeah, because okay. I was in a rambunctious mood this morning when I woke up.
What do you got?
Are you leaving? Where are you going? Are you supposed to be able to see me? I don't blame you. Looking pretty good today.
I didn't realize how strong I was. I sent that microphone flying.
I decided to do something special to you today.
Yeah.
I invited some guests here today.
Okay.
Now, they're not going to be on-air guests necessarily.
They got excited.
But they're my friends from the Captree Clam Company. If you want actual, real, authentic Blue Point oysters, pardon me, you only go to one place, that's CaptreeClam.com. It's the only place I ever buy oysters, okay? That being said, Marcus, who's the founder of Captree Clam, is also a diehard Red Sox fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's jacked, all right? You spend all day in the South Bay shucking oysters, jacked.
Said I thought he was 27. Okay? He said he was 44. He's in tremendous shape. He's a Red Sox fan. Who needs it? Who needs
I invited
it?
Him and his partner, Jimmy Oysters, here today because I want him to stare at you, all right? And he's sitting here right now. He's about 8 feet away from Big Mac. Yep. And I invited them to come in, A, because I love them, and B, I'm a big fan of their company, and everyone should go check them out. More on that later. But I wanted you to look up every time and see, may I say this respectfully, the beady eyes of a diehard Red Sox fan staring at you, never blinking, never wavering, just reminding you that every time you look up or take a breath, the Red Sox are on your ass.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that? look to your right.
I know.
Look to your right. Bang! He's right there.
There he is. Look at him.
That's right. Bang! He's still there.
You should get into oysters. Look, I'm used to this.
Yeah.
I was there. I told you. I was in Fenway. I had 7-year-olds in my face screaming Yankees.
That's right.
At that moment, I thought they were being idiots. I thought those children and everybody in that stadium were kidding themselves.
Well, I think you had a 15-game lead over them.
And enjoying the idea that for a day they were beating up on the New York Yankees. Little did I know that that would start a beginning of a run, the likes of which have been seen a handful of times in the history of baseball.
Yes.
Like, this isn't just, and listen, I think the Yankees deserve to get pounded. They've played 500 now for the last month and a half. It's not like they've completely just given everything back. You have to give credit to the Red Sox. They went in 35 out of 40.
Correct.
Like, they went on this incredible, incredible run.
Starting with the sweep of you guys.
Starting with the 4-game sweep of the New York Yankees. So, yeah, look, they've fully caught up. They're a half game back. The Yankees have one more victory than they do. And while you and maybe the rest of the country or whoever else was watching and trying to convince themselves that Carson Beck is a legitimate quarterback in the NFL, I was watching the Red Sox and the White Sox, and I was watching that team come back from every single deficit. I was also watching the White Sox throw the ball around like imbeciles, but the Red Sox, down big early, come back. Down a run, come back. Down two runs in extra innings, come back. Every single time they could have folded, they not only didn't fold, they got stronger. And you have to admit it. You have to recognize what's going on in front of your face.
Yes, you do.
There's no denying what the Boston Red Sox have become. They look like a team on a mission. Having said that,
yes,
it starts tonight.
Yeah, it does against the Atlanta Braves.
Tonight it starts.
Let me guess.
The
two runs
York
tonight?
Yankees. No. Yeah. Everything changes tonight.
Is that right?
This is, and I said it yesterday, this is the beginning. Why?
Yeah.
All right, I'll
What's
tell you
different
why.
Tonight?
They're now fully settled in with the trade deadline acquisitions. Okay. Joe Lombard is now fixated at the shortstop position.
That's right.
They were still at the tail end of a 13 game in a row.
Oh.
Just
Was that too many games
gauntlet,
to play in a row?
Absolute gauntlet.
Yeah.
And they were still in the middle of it. The bullpen was on fumes. You had to throw away one game to give Chavis an opportunity to save the rest of the bullpen. This is now a team rested. In much need of a home day off. They start tonight with last year's ace on the mound in Max Fried, who's thrown the ball extremely well. A good competition in the Atlanta Braves. And this is where we are now in the midst of, it's no longer.
These games matter.
It's no longer worrying about if the Red Sox are going to catch them. The Red Sox have caught them.
They caught him.
Now it's a
That's
battle
right.
the rest of the way. Can the Boston Red Sox continue this ridiculous run they're on? Or do they come back to earth like any team would
okay.
off of a 40-game stretch like this? And can the Yankees, now settled in, day off, bullpen rested, throwing their best three starting pitchers this weekend, got their two bats from the trade deadline. Not good enough, but their two guys are there. Now Lombard playing clean, crisp baseball at shortstop, is entrenched with this team, and it starts this weekend against the Atlanta
And let me
Braves.
Just ask you this question. What in your mind tells you that the New York Yankees are going to score more than two runs tonight? Because that's all they do. Mm-hmm. They're a two-run a two-pump Johnny.
They scored
That's
seven,
what they are.
They scored seven runs in the first game of the series against
They scored two runs a game.
Yes, they
That's what this offense is.
Yeah.
So there's a reason they've played 500 ball despite getting fantastic pitching.
Bingo.
Because they have no offense
Bingo.
Whatsoever. And I can't wait for them to announce tonight's lineup. It's going to be the same dreck that I've watched for the last month and a half, which is unwatchable.
I can't.
Which is also why last night I wasn't watching the Red Sox game.
I was
watching the emergence of the guy I want to be the next Jet quarterback, Haynes King, with a comeback win in one of the great Hall of Fame games I've ever watched.
We've ever watched.
63 points in a Hall of Fame game?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
No.
Sign me up because football is back.
Not me.
Haynes King, Texas A&M, Georgia Tech, undrafted, 26 years old, looked last night like a gamer. You didn't watch any of it, did you?
I was focused on Fenway. I saw Carson Beck. He's the story of
Carson
game.
Beck.
Played very well.
Did throw a hospital ball there late.
Yeah.
But Carson Beck looked pretty good.
Looked very
And I didn't
good.
Think Carson Beck was going to be a very good pro. I still don't think he's going to be.
I don't think your expectations of Carson Beck should dramatically change off of one start.
No, I agree. But this Haynes King kid, who I never heard of.
Yeah.
I guess he's been loitering around for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he made himself last night, if you didn't watch it, you know, the backup quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, who's an undrafted free agent that they signed. Had his one little moment of opportunity last night, and the kid killed it. And on a performance like that means for the next 10 years, he's going to be a backup quarterback somewhere, make $1 million a year, and have a nice life. That's how important last night's game was for the future starting quarterback of the New York Jets. Yeah.
I knew it at least gives them an opportunity to have those nice things you talk about.
Yeah. All you got to do is be a backup quarterback for a dozen years, and you're good to go.
It's a great life.
Like, your life is set. You're 32 years old, 35 years old. You got $10 million in the bank. You're done.
You ride the bench. You wear a headset during the game and interject maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
You practice all week. You do absolutely nothing, and you make millions
of
dollars.
And if you ever do get in, everybody loves you.
And everybody loves you. Everyone's clamoring for you. The second
And you can still bang cheerleaders, and it's not a problem.
No.
Right?
Of course.
Because you're not like the star quarterback. I thought about this last night. I was talking to my boys about it, my sons about it.
Yeah, you're having the quarterback who cannot bang cheerleaders conversation?
Yeah, I have a theory on this now.
It's a fair
the
one.
The star quarterback can no longer bang the hot cheerleader.
Why not?
Because you're the starting quarterback of an NFL team.
So what do you got to do?
You can't be with the cheerleader. There's something wrong about it.
You got to just go
but
find
if you're
another?
The third string quarterback who still gets carted when he comes to the stadium on Sundays for a 1 o'clock game, you can bang the cheerleader. I just thought it's a rule. I just want to point out to people.
It's gotten to the point where you're too famous as the starting quarterback.
Exactly. Cheerleaders are beneath you now.
You have to go date celebrities and movie stars.
Well, I think you need
or social media influencers. You can't just dip into the easy pool that is the cheerleaders.
I think the cheerleader thing is when you're the high school big man on campus, yes.
Don't you know it.
When you're the college big man on campus, yes. Once you're the starting quarterback in the NFL, you need to be better than the cheerleaders. That's just my take on it.
Yeah, you know, you got some nerve.
You need to be better than the Hooters girls.
You got some nerve because that's exactly what Jackson Dart did, and you killed him all offseason.
No, she's not a cheerleader.
I know. He went above the cheerleader.
Right. I didn't kill for her.
You killed him for the way he's acting and behaving.
Well, I know. When I killed
Jackson. You're making it seem like the starting quarterback in an NFL team has a standard he has to set.
Yeah, Marissa Ayers is that standard. Yeah, she ain't a cheerleader.
No, I know.
She's an Instagram skank. Well that's what you date.
Yeah, but why are you knocking him for dating her and taking her places?
You
did.
No, I did not. What I knocked Jackson Dart about was, dude, you guys won 4 games last year. You haven't done a damn thing in the NFL yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I have no problem with you banging Marissa Ayers. She's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Who would want to? I get it.
Right.
The reality is it's doing everything as if you're some kind of rock star.
But
like calling up Al Patagonia to Apollo Jets and flying to Knicks Spurs game 5 and introducing Trump and going to every opening and baby naming ceremony. It's a little much.
With his lovely lady on his arm.
It's a little much.
Okay.
I'm just saying, at some point, become a football player, and all that stuff is given to you.
He'll show us.
Well, we're going to find
out. He'll show us what kind of football player, just like the Yankees.
So if you
I'm not making a prediction that the Yankees are going to go on this run. What I'm saying is
are you guaranteeing me that they're the one seed as a wild card if they don't win the division? Will you guarantee me that?
I'm not guaranteeing anything.
So you have no faith and confidence in the Yankees?
I have confidence that it starts today.
No, you don't.
This is. I'm not. Again,
will they finish with a better record than the Red Sox?
I think they're going to finish with a better record against the Red Sox.
No. That's you say it with your chest.
Okay, I just did.
I think.
My point is, it's one thing getting chased by them. Now you're even. Now it's a race. You know,
so it changes because you're not being chased anymore.
It changes the day off. Big time team entrenched in what's going on. This is the team now. Mm-hmm. This happened mid 13 game series. Now that day off, this starts a weekend set against one of the best teams in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
All 3 of their starting pitchers on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone from the deadline ready to go. Lombard's now the official starting shortstop.
Yeah, what's happening?
And I'm just saying, now that they're settled, let's go see it.
Okay, so let me ask you a quick question.
Let's go see the Yankees perform better.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
3 games against Atlanta?
Yes. They're taking 2 out of 3.
Freed.
Yankees are winning 2 out of 3 this weekend.
Freed. Cole, yes. Schlittler?
Yes.
Those are the 3 pitchers?
Correct.
Okay. Total runs scored by the Yankees. Over, under 8.
Over. Not even close.
Not even close.
Over 10.
Okay. So they're going to average more than 3 runs a game.
Correct.
In this series against Atlanta.
They certainly are.
All right. And are you willing to announce today as Mr. Yankee on this radio station that while they may not win the division... Because you can't guarantee that right now. 5 games back, right?
Division's not over.
Okay. I didn't say it's over.
Okay.
Are you willing to say today with great certainty, not I think, that I know, the Yankees, at worst case, will be the number one wild card seed?
The Yankees will play a home game in the playoffs.
I didn't ask that.
I just said it.
I didn't ask that.
I answered it.
Will the New York Yankees be the number one wild card seed, worst case scenario?
The Yankees will play a home game.
So you're not confident that they'll be the number one wild card seed?
The Yankees are going to play a home game in the postseason.
Okay, but again. Okay. Again. You didn't answer the question.
But they're going to play a home game.
Will the Yankees finish the season with a better record than the Boston Red Sox?
They will.
Are you locking that in?
Locking it in.
And by the way, that's not a Hawaiian shirt either.
This is a Hawaiian shirt.
That is not a Hawaiian shirt.
This is a Hawaiian shirt.
That's a garden shirt.
It's not a garden shirt. This is a Hawaiian shirt. You wear this
not
in
a Hawaiian
Hawaii.
Shirt. No, you don't.
Yes, it is.
No color at all in that shirt. That's a garden shirt.
Tons of color.
That's an 85-year-old man whittling wood on the porch. I go to pick zucchinis for dinner.
No.
That's what that
this
shirt is.
This is a Hawaiian shirt.
No, you're a gardener.
This is a Tommy Bahama Hawaiian shirt.
Okay.
I don't know what house to
We're going
to
take a picture of the shirt.
Yeah.
We're going to put it up online. We're going to do a poll.
It's Summer Fit Friday.
I don't mind it. I'm just saying it's not a Hawaiian shirt.
It's a garden shirt. No, it's not. It's Hawaiian.
What's on the shirt? Hawaiian things
flowers.
Or garden things?
Flowers.
Yeah, thus
That's
the garden
what
shirt.
What Hawaiian shirts are. What do Hawaiian shirts have?
Hawaii flowers and leis. Duh.
They don't
have bright
lays.
Colors.
No, this is a
That's
Hawaiian
not bright.
Shirt.
Matter of fact, it's a little drab if you ask
no,
me.
No, it's a more mild toned shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a Hawaiian shirt.
808-1019.
It's Hawaiian shirt Friday, and don't take it away from me.
You're a
dog. Because I need it this morning.
I need to
be entrenched in summer. I need to be basking in the glow.
That's being entrenched
this
in summer?
It. Absolutely. This
that's
summer
being entrenched
Friday
in the garden picking corn. That's what that
you
is.
You think people will pick corn with this?
My people do.
Mm-mm, yeah. Not this.
Uh-huh. 888-828-1019. You're a diehard Yankee fan. Can you say it with your chest today? Are you locked in? The Yankees going to finish with a better record than the Red Sox now that they've tied you? And did you watch football last night? Did you not fall in love last night with a young quarterback taking the field with 2 seconds on the clock, game on the line, trailing 30-27, Hut one, hut two.
Hung up on the
scanning the field. Nobody's open. I got this, coach. Running into the end zone. Walking off as a winner. Haynes King, the future Jet quarterback. I can't wait. We'll get to all that stuff with you. You know the phone numbers. The afternoon fan lines made possible by Verizon Business. Take control of your mobile plan with my biz plan. And Big Mac, before we take this break, I want you to slowly look up and to your right. He's still staring at you. Those Red Sox eyes are still burning a hole right through your soul.
I still had to turn behind me to see him, and that's going to continue all year
long. He's not leaving. Get your calls coming up right after this on The Fan.